That's just why he's right behind him. And his father, as a leader, looks exactly like the artist's conception of Jesus Christ. And he walked in trying to take the service over. Well, later found out he was some freako cultist, you know, or this and that, wasn't he? Fortunately, Dr. Dow had enough Bible knowledge and sense and whatever else it takes to know that he was an imposter in an imitation, because he knew what Jesus really looked like. He said, throw the bum out. Throw the bum out. Folks that don't study the Word are going to be easily deceived. For the Bible says in that same chapter that we read about the son of perdition in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. What stronger delusion would there be than a fellow show up that looks just like the pictures they've been looking at all their life? Just like the picture that was in grandma's bedroom. Just like the picture that was in the lobby of their church. Right? There he is! And he told up and says, and then he says, I've got some good foreign policy. That's the word, policy, Daniel 8. I've got some great foreign policy. I'm going to bring peace to the world. He gets all the warring nations together. He brings some peace. And he's walking around and everybody loves him. And they say, oh, this is the answer. Praise God, we finally got something that works here. And some radical nut, undoubtedly will be an unraptured fundamentalist. You know, somebody that didn't make it when the horn blew. You know, thinks he's going to do the world a favor. You know, he sneaks up and blows the guy's brains out, and oh, the world mourns. They put him in a tomb. And I figure that the tomb that they're going to put him in is for a lot of reasons I don't have time to get into, but if you're interested, pick up Dr. Larkin's book on dispensational truth. He's got a whole chapter in it on the back end of his book on the Great Pyramid. I kind of figure that's where they're going to bury him. Yes.
Is this the one with two other pyramids?
Yeah.
That's
the one
you can go into.
Oh, yeah. Right up there in the king's chamber. You see, the thing about that is, when they finally busted into that pyramid, they found out that nobody was buried there. That was the big shock to them. You know, they're busting into pyramids and gleaning all of the wealth and carting off all the gold and the jewels and the silver and all the rest of it. They broke into the Great Pyramid. Nobody had been buried there. The king's chamber was empty. Buried in a tomb where no man has been laid. Just a coincidence, eh? Egypt has always been in your Bible a picture of the world and the philosophies of the world. Egypt has always been a picture of humanism. The Antichrist is going to be the greatest proponent of humanism. He's going to make Marx and Lenin and Freud and Dewey look like school kids. He's going to be the ultimate humanist. He's going to say, worship me. That's the ultimate humanist, isn't it? I mean, don't just listen to me. Worship me. See, the ultimate humanist. So, He evidently dies, probably assassinated, but will be resurrected, and the world will definitely want this. The temple in Jerusalem will be rebuilt, Revelation 11:1, and Israel will be conducting Old Testament worship in it during the tribulation. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11, write it down, you'll need it. Hebrews 10, 11, and Deuteronomy 21, first eight verses. Deuteronomy 21, first eight verses. One day. Okay. He will exalt himself as God and command worship. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He will offer human sacrifices in the temple. Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. Human sacrifices in the temple. Oh, such a thing is impossible. Well, they found a whole village of people down in El Salvador that were beheaded. Maybe it is coming back in vogue. And he will seek to destroy Israel. Daniel 7:25 and 8:24. He will seek to destroy Israel. Well, that's the person of the Antichrist. A person who will have a 10 federated kingdom, undoubtedly the European common market, will be those 10 nations. Everything's in place, folks. Everything's in order. Okay, as we'll continue, we'll get into the second half of the chapter and also some more things in Daniel. The second half of the chapter deals with the third person of the false trinity, which is none other than the false prophet. And on we go. Any questions? Okay, good night. God bless you. Glad you came. Come back again. The idol supper.
Right, thank you. Have a question. I don't know about the song. I don't know about the song.
Thank you. That's all you've got.